He sure has been good, hadn't he?
Yes. Amen.
We're prone and subject to complain, aren't we?
That's right.
You look all the way back in the Old Testament,
you're right.
And you would think that God's people,
yes.
he rescued them out of Egypt, out of bondage, and you would think they would say, you know what? God sure is good.
Right?
You think they'd follow him the rest of their days. There'd never be any doubt, any turning back. It didn't take them long, did it?
Right.
And they began to murmuring, complaining, yes. Talking about, would to God we were back in Egypt. And sometimes when we're rescued from sin, we don't realize just how good God's been.
Right. You're right.
And so they go all the way over, cross over Jordan, right? Into the what we would consider the abundant Christian life.
Yes.
And so God tells them, says, all right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take some stones out of that river, and I want you to erect a monument at Gilgal.
Yes.
And for all the generations, I want you to bring them back to that place, and I want you to remind them what God's done for you.
Right.
Now, you need some markers like that in your life. Some places you can go back to and say, you know what? Here's what God did for me. Here's a place where there seemed to be no hope that God stepped in and did what no other could do. And because here's what's going to happen. When they got over the Jordan River, there was a Jericho. Right?
That's right, sir.
I mean, they hadn't got in good to the abundant Christian life that they had a place that needed to be conquered.
Right.
And you're the same way, and I'm the same way. Things are going pretty good, and all of a sudden there's a Jericho that pops
good.
Up in your life. And you know what they did? Not much.
Right.
They didn't conquer Jericho.
Good.
They just obeyed God, and he conquered
right.
Jericho. And so we ought to find some places in our life when the devil beats you up, and by the way, he will. That's what he does. He's our adversary, right? When he comes at you, you need some places in your life where you can go back and say, yeah, well, devil, let me tell you this. Here's what God did for me here.
Amen.
Right? Oh, you think you got me? Well, here's where God intervened here.
Right.
And if not, you're going to live a defeated Christian life.
Yes,
and that's where a lot of folks are today. Let's be honest. They're just going through the motions.
Right.
They have no joy.
Right.
They have no hope. Right? They're just going through the motions, miserable.
Good.
That's not how God wants you to live.
Right.
When you got saved, when you got born again, right? Your eternal life started there.
Right?
Now one day it's going to be even sweeter than it is now because we're going to be in heaven if you're saved by the good grace
yes,
of God.
Sir.
But God doesn't want you. Now, I'm not preaching this nothing ever happens to us, right? I'm not saying that our life is perfect. I'm saying that the inside of us somewhere, if we're saved by the grace of God, there is a joy
yes.
that is unspeakable.
Yes, sir.
And so as they sang, we ought to be reminded of all that God's done in our life.
Yes,
that'll keep you going,
yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, the economy won't keep you going, right? The climate of what's going on in our world. Now, listen, a lot of times what's going on in Christianity, people say, man, Brother Jimmy, did you hear about so-and-so? They had this great revival and souls were saved. And I rejoice. Praise God for that. But what happens when that doesn't happen? What happens when those encouraging words don't come, right? What happens when you're going through a valley? Listen, you had better find your relationship with
yes,
the Lord
sir.
Jesus Christ. Not just, I go to church and I got quote-unquote saved when I was seven
yes,
years old. You better walk with him, right? And draw real close to him because you're going to need him. If you hadn't already, you will. Praise the Lord. Appreciate all the good singing today. I want you to turn your Bible to Revelation chapter 4 and Revelation 5. By the way, if you'll notice in your Bible, and let me say this, you ought to bring your Bible to church. Right? Well, preacher, you got the scripture right there on the screen. Well, what if I give you the wrong scripture?
Amen.
Well, you'd never do that. Not intentionally, I wouldn't.
Right.
Every time the Bible's preached, you ought to have a Bible.
Amen.
Right? Not a phone.
That's right.
I got my Bible on my phone. See this leather? There's nothing like it. Amen. Revelation 4. By the way, as I said, if you'll look in your Bible, it does not say revelations plural.
That's right.
It is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right? So the Bible says, and here's what it is. We look at the book of Revelation, we go, well, that's a scary book. It's really not, because what John is doing is revealing to us what was revealed to him about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so in Revelation 4, verse number 8, it gives us this picture, and the Bible said the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night. Notice what they're saying. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. Let's take a time out, Brother John. Didn't they kill Jesus? Don't look like it to me. Looks like he's still alive to me. That's what your Bible says. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, watch this, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. They said this, you are worthy. Not me. They all looked at him and pointed and in one accord said, thou art worthy. And they gave the reason here to receive glory and honor. Said, you're worthy to get it all. Not me, not the church, not the preacher, not the singers. Listen, if we'd get a hold of this morning, it would change the way we... Nobody cares about your influence.
Right.
Nobody cares about the... He's saying that none of that matters.
Right.
He alone is worthy,
yes,
to receive glory and honor and power. And here's the reason why. For thou hast created all things.
Amen.
You alone. He didn't need help. He didn't need science. He didn't need a computer. He didn't need a program. He just spoke it into existence.
Right.
Now let's go on. This is big. Now, let's examine something. If I'm wrong, tell me. Are you a created being? Do like this and you'll be right. I'm not trying to trick you. I'm trying to get somewhere. You are a created being. God created you, formed you out of what? Dirt.
Amen.
There'd be a lot of folks in this world, if they'd get a hold of that, that it'd help them.
Right.
They're dirt.
Yes.
You are dirt.
Yes, we are.
I'm dirt.
Amen.
Without him, we can do nothing.
That's right?
Right? I'm trying to get us somewhere. Hang with me. You are dirt. Well, I feel like I read this article, and I read after this author, and he says, I'm not dirt, then I'm divine. You're not.
That's right.
You are dirt.
That's right. Go ahead, preacher.
You make me feel bad, preacher. Good, I'm getting ready to make you feel good.
That's right. Let's
hold on. And it goes on to say, for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Amen.
Do you know what that means? God is not your concierge. The Lord Jesus is not there for your pleasure. The Lord Jesus is not there for the church to say, well, it's all about us, and Jesus is he's our big Santa Claus that just throws out blessings because that's who we are. That's not why you were created. According to this scripture, you were created for his pleasure. This church is here not for you and me. It's for his pleasure.
Right.
You with me?
Yes, sir.
Let's move on. I don't want to lose you. Chapter 5. Let's go to verse 9. The Bible said, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof.
Yes,
notice, for thou wast slain and hast redeem us. See the change?
Right.
was slain, but now, right, hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of, notice, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. Well, that's going to be a meeting, isn't it?
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands.
Amen.
Everywhere you look, people's worshiping God.
Yes.
Oh, when I get to heaven, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go fishing. No, you're not. You're going to be right in there with that crowd. Holy, holy, holy. Why? Because he's worthy. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play golf every day in heaven. I don't believe you're going to play one round of golf. We're going to be so excited, Brother Gary, just to be around the throne of the worthy one.
Yes, sir.
We'll just worship him for about the first 10 million years, and then we'll say, let's do it some more. Bible said in verse 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom,
yes,
and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Are we doing that now?
Amen.
Well, we ought to be.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I don't care about an NFL player.
You're right.
I don't care about some rock and roll singer. I don't care about some. Oh, I went to a concert and heard this guy, and he sang his song, and I'm telling you what, he's the best I've ever seen. Oh, no, he ain't. He doesn't compare anything to him.
Right?
I don't care about a movie star. I don't care about a politician. I don't care about. I don't get. If you'll get this,
yes, sir.
Worthy. Said he's worthy to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, and glory, and blessing.
Right.
Notice verse 13. Every creature which is in heaven, on the earth, under the earth, such as are in the sea, all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb,
blessing.
Capital
yes.
L,
yes.
Forever and ever.
Yes.
Notice this. The four beasts said,
amen.
Amen. We can't add anything to that. Just amen. So be
right.
It. Right? What do you got to say, four beasts? Amen.
That's right.
See, that's biblical, by the way. You can say amen in church, too.
Right.
24 elders fell down, worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. I'm about just ready to say a prayer and go to the house. If you hadn't got it by now, he's worthy. So as we're studying going up to the resurrection, right?
Yes.
We're not talking about our heartaches. We're not talking about our woes. We're talking about one.
Yes.
The worthy one.
Yes.
The forsaken one. The glorified one. See, the Bible tells us the blood sacrifice runs throughout the Bible. You're not saved. You're not redeemed. You're not worthy to be that priest and that king or that prince that he talks about here because you're Baptist or Methodist or Pentecostal or because you're baptized or because you grew up in church or your mama or your daddy was it. You're not because you're American. You know, some folks think more of their American citizenship than they do their heavenly citizenship. None of those are going to hold water. The fact is, the reason that you are worthy or able to go to heaven and do this, be involved in this worship service that's going to happen is because of the blood.
Amen.
Let me say it again, because of the blood.
Amen.
Miss Mason, it's because he shed his blood on Calvary that you and I are going to be in that number, that tens of thousands times tens of thousands, praise God. And so it flows right to the cross of Calvary from the Old Testament when the first lamb was slain in Egypt all the way to the cross of Calvary. We see that blood flowing and redemption flowing through the blood. So the ultimate sacrifice of the Lamb of God brought salvation. Hey, listen. We were talking about this in Sunday school a little bit. You know, I read a post this young preacher wrote, and he said, I don't think you should necessarily to read through the Bible all the way through. That I think you ought to just pray and get a verse and let God speak to you through that verse. Well, I don't disagree with that. Here's the problem. If you only take a microscopic approach to reading the Word of God, you don't get the telescopic approach to read the Word of God. And when John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world," if you don't know anything about the Old Testament sacrifices, you don't understand what John was saying. John was saying all through the Old Testament, they would kill that lamb and they'd put the blood on the mercy seat and it would just cover the sin until the next year. But when Jesus came, once and for all, when he died on Calvary, he took away your sin, and my friend, he cast them in the sea of forgetfulness. He dealt with them. He washed them away. And so now John looks up to Jesus walking, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Hallelujah. Listen, we need to get this, folks. He's still worthy in 2023 because of what he did on Calvary. And so they were, the one who died on the cross, the Lamb of God, is the worthy one.
Right.
In Revelation, John once again reminds us he is worthy and why he is worthy. And I'll give you this morning why he is worthy. First of all, he is complete.
Yes, he is.
You go back to Revelation chapter 4 and verses 8 through 11. The Bible said in verse 8, and the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, listen, they didn't even sleep. They just went around saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." So understand that he is complete because he is consecrated. Now that word consecrated just simply means set apart. Do you realize, and I know you do because you're Bible students, that Calvary was not an afterthought of God?
Right. Amen.
Adam and Eve didn't sin, and God goes, "I didn't see that coming. What are we going to do now?" No, he knew it the whole time. You say, "Well, why would he create man if he knew that's going to happen?" I'm going to tell you what I told a guy the other day. He asked me a question about the Bible, and he said, "Now," and I knew when he said, "Preacher, I don't want to ask a question about the Bible." And he asked me, and he said, "Explain that." I said, "I don't know." He said, "What do you mean you don't know? You're a preacher." I said, "You're right. But I don't know."
That's right.
I said, "I don't know everything about this book."
That's right.
"And neither do you."
Right.
One day we'll get to heaven, and I believe God's probably going to tell some of us, "You didn't get that right. You missed that one." Right? We're going to have about a million year, Brother Jim, about a million year Bible study. I'm going to say, "Yep, you missed that one. Got that one right, but not that one," right? I said, "I don't know." And he just had this puzzled look. I said, "I don't know everything about that book. But one day we're going to know all about it because we're going to see him." Now, I don't know why God would create mankind knowing that he was going to sin. But the fact is he did. And he had a plan all along. So he was set apart. Jesus was set apart to save mankind. He was set apart from the beginning to take away the sin of the world. He's the only one that's worthy to do that. Listen, Moses couldn't do it. John the Baptist couldn't do it. Abraham couldn't do it. David, a man after God's own heart, couldn't do it. Barabbas couldn't do it. The thieves on the cross, if they died for the sin of mankind, it would do nothing. If you died for the sin of mankind, it'd do nothing. Jesus was the only one worthy because God set him apart to do that one thing. And when he came to earth, he was born of a virgin, 33 and a half years without sin, and he went to the cross and died in your place. He set apart for that very thing, and he pleased God and completed the will of God when he died on Calvary, was buried, rose again on the third day. Not only is he consecrated, he is consistent. The Bible said here, "Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. I am the Lord, and I change not."
Yes, sir. Amen.
Can I say this? He is eternal.
Yes, he is.
He had no beginning. He'll have no end.
Amen.
And friend, may I say, the reason we have eternal life is because of him. If I'm in him and he has no end, that means I have no end. Amen? So this morning, he is consistent. He is eternal.
Yes.
Brother Eddie, we can't even wrap our finite mind around that. We try. We try to explain it, Miss Bonnie, but we don't know because we're not eternal. Our little peon mind cannot comprehend really who God is. Now, I'm glad through the Word of God, He reveals to us what we can handle. But even John the Revelator, we read this, and great men smarter than I am have studied this, and they're all over the place on some of this stuff. So I just say this, that He is worthy because He is consecrated, because He's consistent. He never had a beginning, and He doesn't have an end.
Amen.
Also, because He is crowned. Right. Now, the Bible said in verse 11, Amen. He said, Thou art worthy. Understand this. He doesn't say, Thou art worthy, O Savior.
Come on.
He doesn't say, Thou art worthy, O Master. Though he is those things, right?
Right?
He uses the word Lord with a capital L. That's important. Right? Lord means authority. Lord means royalty. Lord is something way different than Savior. Now again, that's who Jesus is. So He's not just the Lamb, right? The Lamb that died was slain. He's sitting on a throne now. He's not on a cross. He's not in a manger. He's on the right hand of the Father in authority because He is the Lord of lords. Listen, I don't care who you voted for. I think the whole crowd's a bunch of idiots, to be honest with you.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I don't care about Putin. I don't care about Zelensky, and I don't care about Xi Jinping. Because all of them are going, one day, they're going to bow their unworthy knee.
That's right.
To the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now the question is, you will too.
Yes, sir.
So will I.
Yes, right.
Question is, when you going to do it?
Amen.
You can do it on this side of eternity.
Right.
And eternity will be a whole lot different than if you wait till the other side of eternity.
Right.
If you will not recognize Him as the Lamb of God, if you will not recognize Him as your Savior, you're still going to bow. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll bow to no man. You sure will not. You'll bow to the God-man one day. So will the devil, and so will Mussolini, and Hitler, and Putin, and Gigi, and all the rest of them, hallelujah.
That's right.
Because the Bible said here, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things. All those men I named, did He create them? Sure enough did. Did He create you? Sure enough, did. Did He create the church? Yes, sir. We're all going to worship Him.
That's right?
Amen. Said, Thou created all things and for Thy pleasure. You say, how's this bring God pleasure? I don't know. But here's what I've learned, Brother Russell. I'm not going to waste my time trying to figure out why God does what He does.
Right.
Amen. I'm not. Listen. You'll drive yourself crazy and never figure it out. Well, I just don't understand why this happened and this happened. I don't understand. Let me give it to you. Because we're sinners.
Amen.
We're sinners.
Yes.
It's amazing God doesn't kill us all.
That's right.
You ought to stop asking why God allows this to happen and start asking why does He not allow more to happen.
That's right.
Right? My, Brother Danny, one breath we're saying, boy, I'm just an old sinner saved by the grace of God, and we'll weep and cry, and then next breath we're going, God, why is this happening to me?
Right.
Why are you letting it happen?
Come on.
Yeah. Right?
You're right.
We ought to be looking up to heaven and saying, God, thank you for not letting more bad stuff happen. Right? Because I deserve all of it.
Yes, sir.
But we don't. We think of ourselves more highly than we ought to.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Right?
Always.
He is crowned. I'm not crowned.
That's right.
See, let me help you with something. Inside of you, right in here somewhere, you've got a throne room.
That's good,
right?
Now, you've got to determine who's going to be on the throne room of your heart.
That's right.
Is it going to be you or him?
Right.
You can be if you want to. It can be all about you,
right?
Go ahead, life, job, family, kids, even church. You can make it all about you. What do I get out of this?
Yes,
how do I benefit? What did you do for me? What did you do for me? What? How are you going to help me? Right?
Yep.
How's the church going to benefit me?
Come
what?
On,
what?
On.
What's God doing for me?
Yes, sir.
Right? You can do that if you want to.
Yes, sir.
But if you'll open up that little throne room in your heart and say, "I want to put you in there. I want you to get the throne. I just want to bow and do what you want me to do," something changes. Because then you recognize that you were created for his good pleasure.
That's right.
Right? So he doesn't need us. He doesn't. Let's say, well, I know Jesus pleased me today because I sang his song or I did it. And I worshiped him. Whew. Well, look here. He's got, right here, verse 8, he's got some beasts. I don't know what they are, but they four beasts, what he said. They rest not day or night. I'll be honest with you. Yeah, sometimes, Brother Chris, I get in some of these worship services, and praise God, you're shouting, and you get out, and you go, I'm exhausted, right? I've been in some church, so it's been so good. Praise God. You get out and you just feel like the life's been so. But here the Bible said they day and night, they don't get tired.
Right.
They just keep
Lord
worshiping God.
Right.
Huh?
Yes.
So he doesn't really need us.
Right.
He is complete without us.
Right.
He desires us. He's complete. Number two, he's capable. I may not get through this whole outline. I could hang around on point number one for another hour.
Go ahead.
Praise God. He's not only complete, he's capable.
Yes, he is.
Go over to chapter 5, verse 9 and 10.
Yes, sir.
Bible said, they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth."
Amen.
Well, what is he capable of doing? Well, of removing every sin.
Amen.
Right? I mean, he has the authority and credentials to forgive everything.
Hallelujah.
In other words, you may do something to me, or I may do something to you to offend you or hurt you, and you say, "I just can't forgive that." Listen to me, church. There's nothing you have ever done, nothing you have ever said,
right,
nothing you have ever thought,
amen,
that God can't forgive.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
If you'll get this, it'll liberate you.
Amen.
There's nothing that you've ever done, said, or thought that God cannot forgive you of. And that and there's nothing that he will not. Well, you say, "Well, how can he do that?" I'll tell you how, because he's capable according to the word of God. "For thou wast slain, hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, nation."
Yes.
He's worthy.
Amen.
He's worthy to do that. He's the only one that has the ability and the power. Why? Because he went to the cross.
Yes,
he did. Here's what he did. He broke all the norms.
Come on.
Yes.
Here's what I mean. Brother Bart, he was born of a virgin.
That's right.
Now, I'm not going into a biology lesson, but you do realize that can't happen.
That's right.
Come on, man.
Amen.
You do realize that's not normal.
Right?
Right?
Amen.
Some of you are going, "What about cloning?" Right? Virgins.
Right.
Not young maiden.
Come
that's
on,
not what. Your Bible's wrong if it says young maiden.
That's right.
She was a virgin.
Yes, she was.
She'd never known a man.
Amen.
And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost comes upon her.
Yes.
And God says, hey, Mary, by the way, you're going to have a baby. She says, whoa, 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 wait a minute now. How'd this happen?
That's right.
And he said, the Holy Ghost came upon you.
Right.
And that baby is going to save his people from their sin. That's right? That's abnormal. Virgins don't have babies.
Right.
Then God gave man the law, right?
Good.
And the law is so difficult that you can't live it.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest. We can't even get the Ten Commandments right.
That's right.
Ten of them, right? You go back in the Old Testament, read the law, it'll fry your brain.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
We can't get 10 right.
Right.
We can't get love the Lord thy God.
Right.
Right?
Right?
So the law is given so man realizes he can't save himself and will be looking for a Savior.
Amen.
Well, Jesus came. He said, I didn't come to destroy the law. I came to fulfill it. They kept trying to nail him to the wall, didn't they? Never could find anything to get him with. He goes to Jerusalem. They examine him.
Yes.
I find no fault in him.
Right?
Right?
Yes,
we still good?
Yes,
still
sir.
On the same page?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Goes to the cross. Dies.
Right.
For you.
Right. Right.
As you.
Amen.
We still good?
Amen.
Putting a bar to, well, so far, the virgin birth was a miracle. 33 and a half years, no sin's a miracle, right?
Right?
He's on the cross, but he's on the cross two other guys. He wasn't the only person that ever died on a cross. Can we agree there?
Right.
They put him in a barred tomb.
Yes, sir.
That's important.
Yes, sir.
Wasn't his tomb.
Right.
Well, there's other people put in a tomb, right?
Right.
We good?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
3 days later, came back. He was still there, wasn't he?
Right.
No, he wasn't.
Yes,
they came in. He wasn't there.
Mom.
Them other two guys were there in their tombs, weren't they?
Right.
Went in there. Linen's there. Napkins folded.
Right.
Now tell me why he doesn't have the authority. Look at you and say, if you trust in me, I'll forgive that.
Right?
You don't have that authority. I don't have that authority. The Pope doesn't have that authority. But the one that did all these things that were abnormal to mankind, virgin birth, 33 and a half years, no sin, died on the cross for you as you, buried in a borrowed tomb, third day, he wasn't there.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
I don't know about you. He can do whatever he wants to do. And there's nobody going to tell him he can't, right? You can't do that. Why not? He conquered death. Death couldn't hold him. Satan couldn't keep in. Are you getting this? I don't think you're getting it. So when the devil comes and says, God can't forgive you that, well, according to his word, he can. According to his word, he will. He has the authority and the ability to do it. So when the devil comes at you this morning and says, yeah, oh, that's good for the preacher, but you're not the preacher. You're much worse than him. Hey, I'm telling you, that's for you, me, everybody else. Every nation, every tongue, every kindred, all the people, God's saying, I'll forgive it. He's not only capable of removing sin, he's also capable of redeeming every sinner. No one, you're not going too far.
Right.
This morning, people, yep, write them off. He can't come back. According to God, you can.
Right.
Do you realize, watch what I'm saying, that most of your New Testament was written by a murderer?
Right.
Old Testament, man after God's own heart, David, he was an adulterer.
That's right.
Solomon, the wisest man, was basically a whoremonger. Don't tell me God can't fix you. Don't let the devil tell you God can't fix you this morning. Don't let society tell you you're a lost cause. There's a God in heaven who has all the authority and capability and says, I can redeem you. I can fix you. I can buy you back this morning. And then of restoring every separation. Remember the prodigal? He came back. The father said, All you got to do is come back. All you got to do is come back. You're in the hog pen of life, come back. The devil's going to say, oh, no, no, no. You've got to fix up and clean up, and you got to do a program for that. Really? You got Bible for that, or are you just going to believe the devil, who's a liar, the father of lies?
Yes,
you going to believe him?
Yes,
right?
Go ahead, preacher.
Come unto me.
Yes.
All. Brother Harley, that doesn't say come unto me after you clean up and get right with God and fix up and do you, you know, 27-step program and read all your podcasts or listen to all your podcasts. Read. It didn't say that. It said just come on now.
Amen.
Right now, this
yes.
morning. Come on. Come yes. on. What are you waiting for?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Amen.
The door's open. Come on.
That's right.
Oh, I just don't feel worthy. Good, you're not.
Right.
Neither am I.
That's
None
right.
of us are.
Amen.
But he doesn't care. He says, come on.
Amen.
I'll restore you.
Amen.
Do you realize he wants restoration with you more than you do?
That's good.
Right. Yes, sir.
He's capable, right? He's complete. He's capable. He doesn't need us. He wants us.
Right.
That's what he's proven. And then number three, Brother Jimmy, you're going to have to finish this. I'm going to go run. I'm just going to go down to the creek and get in the creek for a while. He is conqueror. Look at verse 12. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain.
That's right.
Why? To receive power.
Yes.
Right? And riches.
Good.
And wisdom. And strength.
Amen.
And honor. And glory. And blessing. Verse 13. Every creature which is in heaven. Right?
Amen.
On the earth. That's us, by the way. You're still on earth, aren't you?
Right.
I know some people are spaced out, but I'm talking about physically. You're on the earth.
Right.
Right? Under the earth.
Yes, sir.
Such are, as are in the sea. And all that are in them. Can you imagine them poor little fish? You boys run around trying to jab hooks in their mouth. And all they want to do is praise Jesus. When they open their mouth, they're trying to praise Jesus, and you're putting hooks in their mouth. Shame on you. Said, and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing, honor, glory,
yes.
power,
yes.
be unto him that sitteth
yes.
upon the throne,
Amen.
And unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. The 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. Pretty good.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He overcame Satan.
Yes, he did.
He overcame Satan.
Right. Hallelujah.
He overcame him in the wilderness.
Yes.
He overcame him at the cross. Overcame him at the grave.
Amen.
He overcame sin. He bore our sin. He paid for our sin. He frees us from sin.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And he overcame the sting of death.
Yes, he did. Hallelujah.
He arose.
Praise God.
He arose.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Christ arose.
Yes, he did.
He's conquered it all.
Amen.
Here's the thing. I'm done. He wants to conquer your heart. But you got to give it to him.
That's right.
That's right.
Right?
Yes, sir.
He's not just going to overthrow it.
That's right.
You got to give it to him.
Amen. Amen.
Then he wants to sit on the throne of your life. And there's no better place to be
Amen.
Than in the will of God.
Amen. That's right.
He's worthy.
Yes, he is.
And we ought to worship him and praise him
yes.
because he's worthy.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's why you need those Gilgal moments.
Oh, yes.
Because it reminds us of how worthy he is.
Amen.
If you're here today and you never trusted him as your Savior, may I say you've not gone too far where God can't save you.
Amen.
If you're walking far from him today, you've not gone too far that he cannot reclaim you.
Right.
He's conqueror.
Praise God.
It didn't say he's sitting on a throne.
The.
The.
That's right. Amen. Glory to God.
Didn't say he was a Lord. The Lord. Capital L. Now you're going to worship him one day. Just depends on how you're going to do it.
Yes, sir.
Well, if you're here today and you're a Christian, you ought to go ahead and get warmed up. If you're here today and you've never trusted him, may I say, be a good day to get in the family.
Yes, sir.
Trust him as your Savior. If you're here today and you're walking far from him, aren't you glad you've not gone too far where he can't get you back? He's worthy.
Amen.
Let's stand together. Bow our heads this morning. Every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Miss Susan's come to the piano. No one's looking around. I want to help you this morning. If you don't know him as your Savior, and I know what happens right now. The devil's doing all he can to take your mind off of it. He's doing all he can to say you'll be okay. But something happened in this service today. Something in your heart says something's not right. Right? Something just is not adding up. Something's not right. Would you slip your hand up and say, Pastor, I need your prayers. I won't come to you. I won't send Brother Jimmy. I want to pray for you. Preacher, something is not right in my heart. And maybe you know. Maybe this morning you know that you're not a Christian. Maybe there's just all these questions coming up in your heart and your mind. But I'd like to pray for you. Would you slip your hand up? Is there one? It's got some things I'm not just uneasy about, preacher. Is there one? Thank you. Is there another? Is there another? Let's don't be embarrassed. Don't let the devil rob you of this moment. Is there another? Thank you. Is there another? Thank you. Is there another? I'm just trying to help you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I want to pray. Is there another? Thank you. Anyone else? Come on. You just mind God. God spoke to your heart this morning. Obey him. Anyone else? Father, thank you for what you're doing this morning. It's not us, it's you. We realize that. But each one of these people raised their hand because there's something inside of them they're unsure about, something they're uneasy about, and you know what it is. So in this invitation time, speak to every heart. Some may not know whether they'll spend eternity in heaven. Some may just be walking far from you and need to rededicate their life. You know what's needed. Use this time to speak to hearts in Jesus' name. Our heads remain bowed. Our eyes are closed. If you slipped your hand up this morning, or you didn't, but you've got questions, would you come? Would you come? It's good you acknowledged it. But now my question is, will you act on it? We're not in a hurry. Don't you feel like, well, if I go, I'm gonna slow things down. Listen, we can stay here all day.
Yes.
We're not in a hurry. It's more important that we do business with God in this service today. While he's moving, while he's speaking to hearts, it's more important than anything else.
Yes.
You mind the Lord. If you raised your hand or you didn't, but we can help you. You come. Amen. She's going to keep playing. You come. God has been too good to us. Listen. Just mind God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Bless you.
Father, we thank you for what you've done in the service. Thank you for your word, and we're so thankful that you're still on the throne. Continue to work on our hearts. Thank you for every precious soul that raised their hand. I know that was not easy, but you know the need of every heart. Continue to speak. Get glory. We'll thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.